us, if you will. Let's give Jesus a big hand. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, you're looking good. Better than yesterday. And tomorrow. And this coming week. You will shine. In Jesus' name. Meta, meta. Sparkle, sparkle. Shiny, shiny. If you have shades, wear them. Amen. One more big hand to Jesus. Always a blessing to be in God's house. For those who are online, thank you for connecting and engaging. We have people from across the world. There's somebody from Doha, others from Europe, different places. We celebrate you in Jesus' name. Even those as far as Kino, we thank God that you are here in Jesus' name. We are reading the scripture today. This month, we are talking about inherit royal message. We're talking about this message, this amazing message. And today I'll be talking about promote the untold. So we are reading Acts 16, verse 11 to 15. The Bible says, from Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace. And the next day we went on to Neapolis. From there we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony, and the leading city of that district of Macedonia. And we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women. I'm saying to the women. To the women. Who had gathered there. Verse 14, one of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira, named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. Tell your neighbor, women are very persuading. This is God's word. God's people said,
amen.
We may be seated in God's presence in Jesus' name. We thank God. We thank God. One more time, Pastor Wellington, we are excited you are in the house. And Pastor Wellington was our youth pastor, Kitambo Sana, 2004 there, and we celebrate him. He got married to a Canadian, and voila. Tell your neighbor, women are very persuading. Hallelujah. But thank God he's visiting. He always visits Kenya. He did quite a bit of work in Uganda, and we thank God he's a man focused in the things of God. We are talking about promote the untold. And I want you to know this message. What is this message? This message is what we call the gospel. Let me read Romans 1:16. Romans 1:16. The Bible says this. This is Paul speaking. He says, "For I am not ashamed of what? The gospel. Because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile." This gospel is a powerful gospel. Paul, writing to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1, he again summarizes this amazing message. If I can read that. It says, "Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand." It goes on to say, "By this gospel, you are what? You're saved. This gospel saves people. If you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. And then it says, for what I received, now this now is trying to spell out the gospel. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance. That Christ, now remember I start with that statement, that Christ, because the gospel is a person. The gospel is what? Is a person. It's just not information. He says that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to what? The scriptures. And that he appeared to Cephas after he rose from the dead, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time. 500 people. Seeing somebody was beaten up, crucified, died, buried, alive. This gospel is about a person. 500 people. And then he says, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. He says, then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. And last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born. This gospel is about a person. And we say that this person, when he came, he opened to us what we call last week a full account. So look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, your account is full. He didn't just open an account and told you to deposit whatever you can, because that's what some people do. They get saved and then they think to survive getting saved, they have to do good works. Some people think by doing good works, they get saved. Let me tell you this. Keep doing those good works. You will end up in hell. I'm telling you. Give to charity. See the orphans. Do all the good works you can do. If you don't meet and encounter Jesus, you are going to hell. We do good works because we are saved. Salvation enables you to do good works. And so Jesus opened an account, and he made sure he made it full so that you can receive the fullness of God. That's what we were talking about last week. So let me read John chapter 1, verse 16, because that's what we were talking about. Your account is full. Tell your neighbor your account is full. It says, out of his what? Out of his fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given. We saw heaped up. Gift upon gift. If you were not here last week, let me read this in the Amplified Version, because it came out very well. Verse 16 says this, for out of his fullness, the superabundance of his grace and truth, we have all received grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. That is salvation. So Jesus died, was buried, rose again. This is the gospel. And this is what we are promoting. This we are promoting the untold. In our particular scripture today, not only are we talking about our account being full, our account is also activated. Amen? Not dormant, it's activated. It is also transactable. That's what we were talking about, a fat account. F-A-T. Full, activated, and transactable. But there are some people who don't know this. And so it requires some of us who know it to tell them. We tell the untold. Now, for many years, as you know, Jesus Christ had told the disciples, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and then you shall be my witnesses. And then he named the places. He says, in Jerusalem, and then Judea, and Samaria, and then the other lands were called to the ends of the earth. They stayed in Jerusalem for quite some time. Chapter 1 of Acts, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5 of Acts. In chapter 6, they were now creating leadership structures, and they were still in Jerusalem. Chapter 7, one of the deacons who was chosen was really doing amazing things. and he was brought into trial. And he gave his trial speech. At the end of that trial, he was stoned to death. Persecution comes to Jerusalem. Christians began to scatter. So in chapter 8 of Acts, they go to Samaria. Philip goes to Samaria. Stephen is dead. Philip goes to Samaria. Now, they stay in Samaria for some time. And still they're not moving. They're not going out to tell the untold story. The way we were singing. I will sing this wondrous story. So in chapter 9, God sends a person to scatter them. His name is Saul. And Saul is a Pharisee. He's somebody who is international. He has traveled. All these other guys were locals. Tell your neighbor, are you international or local? You know, sometimes God can stir the nest. So he brings this guy from an international point. He comes and scatters them. But he encounters Jesus. He encounters Jesus. And he's on the ground. He's told, by the way, keep going to Damascus, wherever you're going. You're going to find somebody who's going to change your life. He meets a man called Ananias. Very normal believer, ordinary believer. They call him an apostle, but he was sent out there. And I'm going to talk about that in a moment. Then in chapter 9, chapter 10, Paul is now beginning to get very excited. He's growing in his Christian life. In chapter 12, Christians are still being persecuted by Herod. Chapter 13, Paul is given a call to go out into ministry. Chapter 14, they are preaching out. Chapter 15, there is a council, a very serious council, because the Gentiles are getting saved. And these Gentiles are not circumcised. And so the church gets very upset that nobody can get saved without being circumcised. You know this good works thing. You must do this to be this. You must do this to go to heaven. Let me tell you this. Going to heaven is about a person. His name is Jesus. Chapter 16, where we were reading, Paul is praying and God opens a new door to go and tell people who have never heard about Jesus, to promote the untold. And God releases some very important keys that we're going to talk about. Three keys that enable us to promote the untold. Number one, these three things are as follows. We promote the untold by prayer. Promote by prayer. Number two, promote by faith. And number three, promote by wisdom. Promote by prayer. And that is why now I want to come to this point of women. So tell your neighbor, when God wants to reach a city, he uses a woman. Now, you need to say that again. Get excited about it. When God wants to use to touch a city, he uses a woman. Some are wondering now, what will men do? You see, the good thing is that men reach the women and women reach the city. But I want you to pay attention, because God is very strategic. You remember the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman. Jesus Christ wants to reach Samaria. But then Jesus Christ connects with this woman who was a mess in her own way of doing things, but she was the doorway to the city. Jesus is talking to this woman, and after some time, the woman's eyes are open, and the Bible says that she went into the city and she told the men, come and see a man who has told me all these things. And the men in that city came to find out who this man is. And in the process, the entire city came to know Jesus Christ. The reason why I'm talking about this woman is about where she was found in matters of prayer. Prayer is very important. Pastor Simon, Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, call unto me and I will do what? I will answer you and I will tell you great and hidden things that you do not know. Prayer promotes this message, opens doors for us that no other thing can open. Prayer opens doors. And when Paul reached Philippi, and they found this city, they went to a place where women were praying. So let me read that verse from verse 13. Acts 16:13. The Bible says this. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there, and they were gathered for the purpose of prayer. One of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. And then she said, "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she did what? She persuaded us. Why am I saying this? Prayer is so powerful. And prayer located this woman. And prayer locates destiny helpers. This woman became a destiny helper. You see, God knows, and that sometimes we use those strategies. Go out and preach the gospel to every person. So you go to every person, and we are preaching to every person we find. And so, let me tell you this, it takes years for an entire city to be affected. Because we are dealing and reaching out to people who are not destiny helpers. Jesus knew that in that city was a woman called Lydia, a businesswoman dealing with matters of cloth. Purple cloth was very expensive. And God knew this woman needs to be located in a place of prayer. That is where Paul is going to find her. And if she believes in Christ, she will be the destiny helper to open an entire city for the kingdom of God. Do you know that there are destiny helpers in this service right now? In the name of Jesus. And many times we struggle to reach people and they are not destiny helpers. But how do we get to know they are destiny helpers? By prayer. When we are praying, saying, "God, lead me. God, guide me. Call unto me and I will answer you. I will tell you whom to talk to. I will tell you whom to touch. I will tell you whom to go to. I will tell you where not to go." Because in that chapter, Acts chapter 16, there is even a time when Paul was trying to go into one direction and the Holy Spirit says, not that direction. Then they tried another direction. The Holy Spirit said, no. Then Paul had a vision. He saw somebody from Macedonia saying, "Come and help us." And Paul concluded, this is the direction we should go. And that is how they came to this place, met this woman, and the rest is history. Because it was through this woman and through their time, they were able to connect to another lady who was a sorcerer, who had a demonic spirit called Python. Hello? So let me just read that. Because women open doors in mighty ways. In chapter 16, reading verse 16, again, God is opening doors. This word is being promoted. He says, once when we were going to the place of prayer, again, they were going to a place of prayer, we were met by what? Hello? We were met by a female slave who had what? A spirit by which she predicted the future. Now, let me tell you this. Not everybody who predicts the future is of God. If you go to guys who tell you, let me read your palm. As I see your palm, I see clouds of darkness. In your heart, you start saying, "Wululu, wululu." Palm readers are not of God. In Jesus' name. They're using a spirit. And even though they predict very clearly, and sometimes it is so true. Don't run that direction. If you need to know the future, go to the master who says, "I know the plans I have for you. Plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and what? And a hope." And she had this spirit. Listen to what the Bible says. She predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money. And you know they predict with money. You have to pay money. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. Now for some of us who go looking for the stars, and I used to look for the stars. I was born in December, and so my star is Sagittarius, something there. Sagittarius has a very crazy figure. It is half man, half goat. Now, why do you go looking for the future? You are half man, half goat. You are Sagittarius, I your Pisces. I am Leo. My friend. They tell you on that on those stars, oh, this day, please wear green shoes. You might meet a handsome young man. My friend, do not go that way. Sometimes those fortune things sometimes sound so true. But remember, there's a spirit behind it. Listen to what the Bible says. Next verse. She followed Paul and the rest of us shouting. And she was saying the truth. These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved. She actually sounded a Baptist. I'm telling you, this is amazing. She kept this up for how many days? For many days. Finally, and I believe Pastor Simon, during those days, Paul was still praying and trying to figure out, Lord, is she from God? Is she from God? Is she from God? You know, she's just saying the truth. But she's really disturbing the meetings. You know, Paul is preaching and says, hey, these people are from God and they're telling you how to get saved. She was disrupting meetings by telling the truth because it was true. But listen to what the Bible says. Paul is praying and praying and praying. And finally, the Bible says, finally, Paul became so? Aye. Now, how does somebody become so annoyed? Can you have that picture? Of course, have you ever seen Pastor Ambrose annoyed? Some of you saying, we are waiting. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, now guess what? He's no longer talking to the woman because he realized the woman is not the issue. There's a spirit behind her. And said, spoke to the woman, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. At that moment, the spirit left her. When her owners realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas, dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, these men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. Story, they landed in prison. But do you know, God in all that mess had a strategy. Hallelujah. But it was promoted by what? Prayer. Tell your neighbor, when you pray, God begins to open doors for you. And God brings to you destiny helpers. And I believe there are destiny helpers here. People in places of authority, CEOs, people who are financially able to make things happen. They're right here, destiny helpers. When they get to know Jesus, they open doors in a mighty way. They may not become preachers, because sometimes you expect that when your CEO or your boss becomes a believer, he'll start preaching like Pastor Ambrose. No, they don't. They are still skilled in their own capacities, but they are destiny makers. They make things accelerate more than if they were not destiny makers and destiny helpers. These are the people we are praying for. These are the people we are praying for. And they are out there. And sometimes just because of who they are, doors are open. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, pray. And we need to pray strategically. There are people in government. We just need to pray and say, Lord, help us. Pray for that particular person because we see them as destiny helpers for the kingdom of God. Destiny helpers. And God will open those doors in a mighty way. But it starts where? Prayer. Your prayer is very powerful. Let me read this before I go to the next statement. James chapter 5, verse 16. The Bible says this about prayer. Your prayer is very powerful. Let me read it in the Amplified Version because it brings it out in a very nice way. It says, therefore confess your sins to one another, your false steps, your offenses, and pray for one another that you may be healed and restored. Then it says this, the heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man, believer, can accomplish what? Much. When put into action, and made effective by God, it is dynamic and can have tremendous power. This is the prayer of Elijah. And let me tell you this, as we pray this kind of prayer, God is going to bring destiny helpers in our midst in ways you cannot imagine. And you know, some of those destiny helpers sometimes may not become so public. You know, there are some people, you know, can receive Christ. This person is a Muslim. They have a very high position. But one day, because you are their colleague, they give their life to Christ. But they will not be public because of the situation and the circumstances they're in. But because of where they are in their silence, they open doors in ways you cannot imagine. Hallelujah. May God release those destiny helpers in our midst. May those the leaders arise, those businesswomen, those CEOs, those men with authority, with influence. It is by prayer that God will locate you. Prayer locates destiny helpers. Hallelujah. Ambrose is a destiny helper. When I got saved, which was still in secondary school, when I, from two, from three, from four, from five, became CU chair, things like that, then I did my form five and form six exam, my form six. And I, like I've told you, when I finished my form six and I did my exams, I failed seriously and thoroughly and amazingly. Hello? In maths, I got an F. I tried to reposition myself and look at it from another angle, but it was still F. Then I got the immediate neighbor of that F. You know, I'm not like Pastor Simon. Pastor Simon is academically up there. Thank you, Jesus. It's true. Became a very serious teacher at Kiambu High School. Many of his students have gone forth and have excelled in mighty ways. Some of them are here. But Pastor Ambrose, thank you, Jesus. Got an F in maths, got an E in physics, another E in chemistry, and I did a subsidiary. F-E-E-S. I had paid my school fees for the entire 6 years. Right there, looking at me. I was so discouraged that day, I'm telling you. And I thought I had failed. But later I found out, Ambrose did not fail. He just did not do a particular exam well. I'm helping somebody here. I was not a failure. I just failed a particular exam. And some people kill themselves for just doing a particular exam. And you think you're finished. You know, your parents feel that you are a disgrace to the family. But it was just an exam. I could do another one. Anyway, that year, the next year, I got a job as an untrained teacher. Just not very far from Ngara here. You know Ngara area. It was called Shada High School. And I went to teach in that school. And the headmaster gave me a subject because they did not have a subject teacher in that area. He gave me the subject to teach maths. Tell your neighbor, we are for signs and wonders. And you know, when God has you in his sight, nothing can stop him. And let me tell you this. I went to that school, a Christian, a believer. I'm now a teacher who is a destiny helper in that school. In a short time, the students would come to me, teacher, I said, yes, I'd like to know how to receive Jesus Christ as my personal savior. Amen. In a school, not in a church, in a school. Some of the teachers who are unbelievers would come to me and say, by the way, Ambrose, need some time, when you get some time and you're not marking papers, hallelujah, I want you to pray for me. And because of who I was and
I was a destiny helper. Somebody may have prayed in that school, Lord, send us a destiny helper. And God took a young man who had failed his Form 6 and made him a destiny helper in that particular area. Do you know, it doesn't matter where you have failed. Some of you have done these exams that people do in accounts, and you have repeated them so many times. Thank you, Jesus. And you have thought you're a failure. It is just those exams. Tell your neighbor you're a success. Tell your neighbor God never created a failure. Just look at them. Some of you are looking at them by faith. But just say it. Say it by faith. You are a success. Hallelujah. I pray your parents were here to hear that. Somebody says that at who is a success? You know how some parents really harass people and harass children. You should be number one. How could you never be number one? One day you should ask them, what number were you? Some of them were number last, and they're trying to be number one through you. But thank God for parents. They guided us. Tell your neighbor, pray. You are a destiny helper. Tell that neighbor. Amen. But very quickly, because I want to tie up this message. Not only did they promote this message by prayer, they promoted it by faith. Tell your neighbor, faith. The book of Acts chapter 16, like I told you earlier, Paul were looking for which direction to go, and then the Lord told them which way to go. Let me read 16 verse 10. This is where Paul got an answer, and his faith activated. Amen? His faith activated. This is what it says. After Paul had seen the vision, because sometimes you'll pray, and then God gives you an answer. He gives you a vision. After Paul had seen the vision, he got ready at once to leave for Macedonia. It was an act of faith, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. The Bible says faith without works is what? Is dead. And sometimes you pray, and then God says, go this way. You know, there are some people who really have problem in their workplace. And then they're praying and saying, God, show me which way to go. God, am I going to get promoted in this job? God, are you sure? The CEO doesn't seem to like me very well. Am I going to be promoted? And then the Lord speaks to you out and says, leave this job. And you say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And God has just given you an answer. That's what God did to me when I was at Kenya Science Teachers College. Training to be a teacher and to be the best teacher in this country. Being trained as a teacher of physics and chemistry. Can you imagine? God has amazing ways. And when I was just finishing my first year so that I could do my second year and graduate, God tells me, Ambrose, leave Kenya Science Teachers College. Do you think I said yes? I said no. I said I'm not leaving. I'm staying here. And you know, when I decided to stay, that term, I saw stars. Pastor Simon, the physics I could understand very well. The chemistry I was understanding very well at that particular time, it got cleared out of my system. The teacher would teach, I'm not understanding what he's saying. He would give homework, I would not do it. I used to spend time in the TV room and watch all the episodes up to midnight. I'm not doing my homework, nothing, because I'm not understanding a thing the teacher is saying. Then I went back to the prayer room and I said, Lord, what are you trying to say? And God said, Ambrose, I told you to leave Kenya Science Teachers College. And that's when I told the Lord, fine, I will leave. But when my dad asks me why I left, please tell him it was your idea and not mine. And for sure, God helped me, because my dad came and asked me, Ambrose, why are you not in college? I said, the other day, I was talking to God, and he told me to leave. He said, you're talking to who? He called my uncle, who was a medic, to come and check my head system. But thank God, I took a step of faith and I am here today.
Amen.
Give God a big hand. I'm here today. If I had continued teaching, and I would have done well, but I would be miserable in that career. I've enjoyed being a pastor all these years because I stepped out in faith. I'm not asking you to leave your work. I'm simply asking you to pay attention when God gives you direction. And when He gives you direction, take a step of what? Faith. Tell your neighbor, faith is not blind. So don't just jump. Listen to God. Listen to counsel. God will guide you. And these guys stepped out. And I'm saying this. This is a point I want you to carry. That faith locates destiny places. God will take you where you need to be. Hallelujah. And God brought me into this place called the church sector where I have been able to flourish these many years. There are places God is taking you. There are destiny places God is taking you. Some of you are praying seriously for green cards so that God can take you to destiny places. May those doors open for you. They are green cards. They're also orange cards. Hallelujah. And you don't want to get a red card. But there are places. And for some of you, coming to Parklands was your place of destiny. Let me say that one more time. For some of you, coming to Parklands was a place of destiny. God just did something amazing. I was telling the people in the first service, we had a wedding in Kisumu. And so I was in Kisumu yesterday. After the wedding, during the reception, just before we were going to the reception, this lady runs to where I was, and I was there with JJ. This lady runs, and she says, I'm not a member of Parklands Baptist Church. But there's one time a member of Parklands Baptist Church invited me. And she says, I have a testimony. You know, the first thing she said, I have a testimony. I'm not from Parklands Baptist, but I have a testimony. And she says, she came to Parklands, and she was going through a very difficult time. And she had really wanted her husband to build her a home. And the husband kept saying, no. Well, I'm not doing that. And she said, in their tradition, it is important for the husband to build the wife a house. Some of you understand. So that day she's in church, invited. She comes, and that day I'm preaching, and then I said, I would like to pray for all the ladies whose name is Grace. And I said, stand up and come here. Now, me, I don't remember that time. But now she's telling me. She's saying, I was the last one to come forward. In other words, she sat in her seat and dilly-dallied. She says, is it I? Or should I go? Should I not? Should I go? Should I not? Then she said, I have to go. She came, and of course I prayed for all those who had their names called Grace. And she says, something amazing happened. Before that year ended, the husband called the family together and said, I have decided to build my wife a house. And she says, I have a beautiful house. And you could just see her, how she was saying it. I have a beautiful house. And it is on Kisumu, on the Kakamega Road, on the hills, near somewhere. Very nice. She says, it's a nice place. And Pastor Ambrose, if you have time, you can pass there. I said, no, I'm going back to Nairobi. And she says, when I come to Nairobi, I'll give that testimony. I'm giving that testimony on her behalf. Because that lady, she doesn't come to this church. But God led her here. And the fact that God led her here, this place became her destiny place. And her doors were open. I'm talking to somebody. Maybe you have a husband who has refused. But relax. Relax. When are you? Remember this. God answers prayer. When are you going to buy me a car like our neighbors? When are we going to have a large TV screen? Yani, you want us to watch this car box with a back on it
you know the issues we deal with. And your husband is saying, we have other things to deal with. And says, when? Let me tell you this, your door is opening.
Amen.
I'm saying your door is opening.
Amen.
Your door is opening in Jesus' name. Your door is opening. But God does it with a strategic purpose. And for that, for Paul, they stepped into their destiny place. And the rest is history because, Pastor Simon, Europe was opened for them. They entered into Philippi and Europe was opened to them in a mighty way. I want to tie up this message to say this. We promote the untold, number one, through what? Prayer. Number two, through what? Faith. Because faith is assurance of things hoped for. Believe God. Read this Bible. God will open your mind to see things you have never seen before. But thirdly, I want to finish by saying this. We promote the untold through by wisdom. Tell your neighbor, by wisdom. That's why that story that we read later is very important, because many times we promote this gospel in a very unwise way. And there are people who don't listen to us. Let me tell you this. The gospel is not always good news to everybody. There are people who resist it. The moment you come and say, you're trying to tell me about religion. Eh? When you think your God is better than my God. And you start a big argument. I know there are experts in these arguments. Let me tell you this. This gospel is not about argument. It's about a relationship. It's not trying to convince this guy. It's just letting this guy know about Jesus Christ. And so, I told you the story of this jailer, the Philippian jailer. They are now in prison. Paul and Silas are in prison. Let me read verse 25, Acts chapter 16, verse 25. And they reached a place where they were singing. About midnight, Paul and Silas were doing what? And doing what? And they were singing what? And other prisoners were doing what? In other words, Paul and Silas were singing softly or loudly? Yes. Some of you do not know that singing you sing in the bathroom so loudly. You know, sometimes it irritates people in that house. But you never know. That is the only message they may receive, because they don't come to church. Hallelujah. But go for music lessons so that they can also enjoy the music in the process. Hallelujah. So tell your neighbor, use the right sound. And if you cannot sing, just buy a very nice system of music and put their sinach and let them hear nice songs. Hallelujah. But they were praying and singing, and the other prisoners were listening. There was a sound. Suddenly, there was another sound. A violent earthquake. The foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains that came loose. The jailer woke up, which means he was what? Fast asleep. Many security personnel at night, they reach a time when they cannot handle the usingizi. They just knock off. They are gone. No matter how many times you knock at the gate, I'm telling you, they are gone. I had a security personnel like that when I was single and staying at Six Parklands. And I would go out preaching and I would come back at midnight. And I would gonga that door. And it's not opening. And that gate was high and it had these spikes. And I have to enter. It's a midnight. Come to church, I'm in a suit. And let me tell you, I would climb that gate. And then I would jump on the other side. I would land, and the security guy was sound asleep. And I said, well, there's nothing I can do. I would go in there. Sleeping is good. There are people who come to church, and you sleep here. And no matter how much I preach, you are still sleeping. And I tell people, it is okay. When people sleep in Pastor Ambrose's, when he's preaching, it's fine. Because sometimes for some people, this is the only place they have peace that passes all understanding. At home, at work, shida. At church, peace. And especially when we start singing that song,
when peace like a river, and they just go,
And what wakes you up is, now shall you arise for a benediction? That's when you wake up. Hey, tunaenda.
So if your husband comes here and sleeps, don't disturb him. He's in a nice place. This man was sleeping, woke up because of that sound. And then he said, what must I do? He drew his sword to kill himself. And then he said, Paul said, we are here. Don't do anything. Don't harm yourself. We are here. The jailer called for lights, rushed in and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He brought them out, asked, what must I do to be saved? God knew that this guy could not be reached if Lydia was not reached. Lydia needed to be reached. The slave girl needed to be reached so that Paul and Silas would be beaten up and brought into prison for a guy who was going to rot in prison without Jesus Christ. Tell your neighbor, God has a strategy. You see, there are people I will never reach, but when I reach one person who goes and reaches another person, who reaches another person, let me tell you this, the message of Christ has been extended to them. And that is why when you come to Parkee and the message just stays with you, it never goes beyond you, then you have done Pastor Ambrose a disservice. But if you're going to do God's service, take this message to the next level. Say it the way you can only say it. And let me tell you this, this message, promote the untold, will go to people who need it. Amen? So stand on your feet as we prepare to pray and ask God to release us to share the gospel message. Just tap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I hope you are not sleeping. Hallelujah. Somebody saying, how can you sleep when Pastor Ambrose is sleeping? Huh? But I'm glad you are in the right place. Tell your neighbor you're in the right place.
Yes.
Three keys. Number one, what was the key?
Prayer.
Prayer. The next one?
Faith.
And the third one?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Use wisdom. The sound. And there's one time I really used, I had lack of wisdom. My younger days, I was fiery, just did everything I wanted to do. And I've told you this story before. I went to see my cousin in town, 7th floor. And I want to reach everybody for Jesus. So I'm talking to my cousin, and her boss walks into the reception area. And the boss is walking in with a pipe. He's smoking. And for me, those were the red lights to preach the gospel. And I said, this guy is smoking a pipe, and he's going to go to hell smoking pipes. I said, this cannot happen. So I told my cousin, give me a piece of paper. And I took the paper and I wrote on that paper, Mr. Boss, I saw you walking in smoking a pipe. Pipe is not good. In fact, if you continue smoking this pipe, you're going to hell. And in hell, you're going to burn. Boss, you need salvation. I folded the paper, gave it to my cousin, said, take it to your boss. She didn't know what I had written. So she walks, she takes this note and she goes in. The boss comes out, fire blazing. Guns blazing. He says, who wrote this note? In my unwisdom, I said, me. I said unwisdom because I did not want to say foolishness. In my unwisdom, I said yes. He said, can I see you in my office right now? And in my unwisdom, I walked through his doors. He locked the office and he took a few minutes to say some unprinted words. And he began to read for me. He read and read and read. In Kiswahili, alinisomea. In my heart, I was saying, I'm being persecuted for righteousness. When actually it was my what? Don't say foolishness, say my unwisdom. I had released the wrong sound. Let me tell you this. By wisdom, a house is built. And there are some people you need to watch your words, how you say them, to who you say them. There are some things I could have said to my cousin. I have to say differently to the boss. Thank God I was not killed in that office. He opened the door and says, young man, I do not want you to see you here ever again. Unasikia? And I said, yes, sir. And I left. And it has been nearly 30 years. I never went back. Never gone back. Tell your neighbor, wisdom. Turn to the other one and say, and wisdom is not good. Tell your neighbor, release the right sound. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you receive the word of God?
Yes.
Some people are going to have a miracle this week.
Amen.
I'm saying there are people who are going to have a miracle this week. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. There's a lady last week who came to see me just before the service. People were leaving. She said, Pastor Ambrose, please pray for my daughter. She needs to get a visa to go to the UK. And she needs it this week because her time to go is so short. Today she came and said, Ambrose, I have a testimony. My daughter got a visa. I'm looking at you online. I'm saying, your miracle is coming this week. I'm looking at you and I'm saying, you are for signs and wonders. Your miracle, somebody better receive it. You better take it now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer, faith, wisdom. Promote the untold. Go to places you have never been. Open doors you have never opened. Promote the untold. Talking about women. Women are some of the best promoters of anything. But the gospel needs to be put in their hands. Share it. Amen. So ladies, as you promote shoes and handbags, promote the gospel. And they are very persuasive. And men, let's support them. In Jesus' name. May you be a destiny helper.
Amen.
May God take you to destiny places.
Amen.
And may God give you a destiny sound.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Now give God another big hand. Bless his holy name. Amen. One way we've been promoting the untold is through books. And some of you may not have already gotten a copy of this book, Your Royalty. This book is available and it is in print form. And you need a copy of it. Recently, we've been working on an audio book, Your Royalty. So the audio book will be coming out soon. We are also translating it into French. Because we want this voice to go far and wide. So pray for these projects because we are releasing a sound far and wide. These copies are available at the table, so get a copy. If you're visiting with us, get one to travel with, and all to the glory of God. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more time. Hallelujah. 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 Father, thank you. Thank you for this congregation. Thank you for those who have been watching us online. Thank you for those in the pavilion. Thank you for your word. This month of Inherit Royal Message, we want to promote the untold. Help us to pray that destiny helpers will be located. Help us to move in faith, Jehovah God, so that we go to places that are designed for us to open doors that no man can shut. Dear Lord Jesus, give us wisdom so that we are able to promote the gospel in the right sound and in the right way. Jehovah God, you used Paul and Silas. Use us. You used Lydia in her time. Use us. You used Timothy. You used the disciples. Now is our time. Lord, as this congregation goes out of through these doors, may you give them success stories. May you give them great opportunities of service. May their businesses flourish like Lydia's business flourished. Lord, those who have careers, may they be in the right place. And dear Lord, if they need to move, if they need to shift, guide them at the right time. Open doors for them locally, internationally. Give them places where they can be more effective with the gospel of Jesus Christ. May they be responsible for the things of God. Lord, help us not to be responsible with this amazing gospel, with this amazing message. Now, Lord, I pray that if there's any need in this house, Lord, meet it according to your riches and glory. Any sickness, he be healed in Jesus' name. Any door that needs to be opened, open now in Jesus' name. Wisdom required, may God grant it to you. Dear Lord, may you take these your beloved servants and give them an amazing week, a week of victory, a week where they'll conquer, a week where they'll come back with testimonies to the glory of your name. If you receive that, you better say, I receive it. I take it. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. Now put up your hands and give God a big hand and bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Amen. Amen. Are you glad you came? I'm glad I came. And I want you to know, next Sunday, you better be here. Or those online, you better connect. And God will bless you big time. Amen. Now lift up your hands as I command a blessing upon us so that we can be released. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release this blessing. And I declare to you now, those online, in the pavilion, in this sanctuary, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. I declare to you that your Monday is blessed. Your Tuesday is blessed. Your Wednesday is blessed. Your Thursday is blessed. Your Friday is blessed. Your Saturday is blessed. And Sunday you're coming back with a testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. You're blessed when you sit down. You're blessed when you rise up. The work of your hands is blessed. Your business is blessed. That door which seemed to be closed, this week it is open in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a big hand. Jesus, we bless you. Jesus, we bless you. Your relationships are blessed. God is making you a destiny helper. God is also sending to you destiny helpers. God is taking you to destiny places. And your wisdom is going to open doors for you in ways no man can do that. And so receive this blessing in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And God's people say it. Amen. 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 Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of your life. And you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom.